Welcome to Discover Boston College, a D100 radio podcast and your number one source for everything happening on the Heights. From student organizations to campus-wide events and everything in between, we'll bring you the best of BC in just 5 minutes. Now, on to today's episode.
Thank you for tuning in to the first ever episode of Discover Boston College, a D100 radio podcast. I'm your host, Dylan Carollo, a junior here at BC. Today, we're going to introduce you to ALC Showdown, one of the most prominent spring events here on campus. On April 1st, 17 dance teams took the stage celebrating culture and talent of our Ohana Plus community. I'm joined by Divya Kumar, class of 2023, and also the team captain of Mosti, the winning team of this year's Showdown. Thank you so much for being here, Divya.
Well, first of all, thank you so much for having me. Like you mentioned, my name is Divya Kumar. This is my third year as captain of BC Musty. And BC Musty is Boston College's only Bollywood Fusion dance team. We were established in 2003, and this has been a crazy wild year for us. So we're super excited to be here. And I'm super excited to be here. I'm speaking about the win.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I know it was an incredible performance. And how did your team first develop the idea for this year's performance?
Right. So last year, actually, my friends and I went to a movie called RRR, which is a Tollywood film about British colonialism in India. And after we watched the movie, we were like, it would be kind of cool if maybe we experimented with this idea for Showdown next year. But we never really thought about it much after that. Fast forward a few months, we were like, you know, we heard about Showdown being about culture again, putting a big emphasis on that. Mm-hmm. And we were like, you know, this is a story that we kind of want to tell. And this would be the only platform where we really could tell that. So we decided to do a spin on that movie and chose a theme called South Asian Freedom Fighters, which did a little spin on British anti-colonialism in India. And yeah, that's kind of where we came from.
That's awesome. So it took a whole year of preparation.
Well,
how was that journey?
It's kind of crazy because we actually only prepared for a month.
Really?
Yes.
So you kind of left it on the shelf
exactly.
Until right before.
Yeah, we actually started preparing, I would say, end of February.
Okay.
So we actually participate in the SASA Culture Show. SASA is one of the student cultural organizations on campus. And that culture show happens on February 24th. So the beginning of our semester is all for that culture show. Mm-hmm. So we really only started getting to the drawing board February 25th.
Wow.
Yeah. So we were on crunch time major.
So kind of going off of that, what was the biggest challenge within a month? That's a lot to pull off. So
yeah.
What was your biggest issue?
So for us, it was definitely the time was the biggest challenge. Right coming off of culture show, we have practiced pretty much every single night. So kind of we were exhausted from that, but we didn't have any time to rest. We had to just keep going at that same speed. And for us, we had to think of songs, we had to think of the storyline, the choreography, costumes, all of that within 3 weeks. And we knew so many other teams had been preparing for months, and we were so nervous. We were like, you know, this is an ambitious theme, an ambitious project, but we were all very passionate about it. And I think that's what made it work.
That is just incredible. So how did it feel once it all unraveled that you guys came in first?
You know, it was, I think we were in disbelief and shock for a good 10, 15 minutes. I remember I was on autopilot. I heard the name and I didn't even move, but the rest of my team moved and I was like, okay, I guess it's us. I guess we're
right,
going up
there. Right.
And I think for us, that was really a special moment because we didn't know if our cultural theme would resonate with the audience at a PWI.
Right.
But when we won, it really meant that the audience was listening to us, they heard us, they understood the significance of our story, and the judges too. And so that was a really special moment for us and the other South Asians on campus.
That is just an incredible story.
Thank you.
And I didn't even know it was in 1 month. That's even makes it even more incredible. Is there anything else you'd like to share with everybody about future happenings or anything like that?
You know, honestly, I want to just say thank you to the audience for, you know, letting us tell this story. Obviously, I won't be here next year, but Musty has an amazing future. So definitely come to auditions if that's something that excites you. We are a team that doesn't require any prior experience. So if you're just looking to have fun, definitely look out for that. But we will be performing at Arts Fest. We have performances next semester too. So yeah, definitely keep an eye out for that. But yeah.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much again, Divya, for coming on.
Yeah.
And we're just so excited for the future to see what happens with Musty.
Of course. Thank you so much again.
Thank you. All right. Well, everybody, thank you so much for tuning in today. And thank you again to Divya. Thank you all for listening to Discover Boston College's first ever episode. And stay tuned to hear what's next. We'll see you next time.
Thank you for tuning into Discover Boston College, a D100 radio podcast. Bridging the gap between Boston College and the BC community globally, one episode at a time. Be sure to subscribe so you never miss a future episode. And we'll see you next time.